Welcome back live here from the Omaha Baseball Village. Right now, pretty nice day here. Not too scorching hot.
No. We got a little sun yesterday. I went for a run.
Oh, boy, you feeling it?
Yeah.
Feeling it a little bit?
Yeah, I didn't put on sunscreen.
Oops. Come on, Josh.
I know. I know.
All right. Hey, Scooter's Coffee. New canned cold brew is now available at Omaha and Lincoln Scooter's Coffee locations. You can join in the conversation on the Acadian Grill Scratch Kitchen Hotline, 402-951-1620. Did you see, and it was, I wrote this down. I thought, oh, boy, here we go. This is going to be a huge story. And it turns out that it is fake. The fake LaVisca Chenault quote.
No, I heard you talking about this off the air with Gary and Damon.
Have you not seen this?
No, I have not seen this.
So basically, obviously, LaVisca Chenault is the stud Colorado wide receiver who lit Nebraska up last year. I mean, arguably, you can make a case he was like the best player Nebraska saw last year. I mean, he was unbelievably good.
It's like him and Haskins, and that might be, and Jonathan Taylor, and that's the conversation.
Honestly,
yeah, he destroyed them in that game. Absolutely destroyed them.
So there was a quote that has been
making the rounds.
That has been later, this TV station in Denver has apparently,
Redacted is like when you put the black things over the lettering, like the words. Retract is when you say, nope,
take it back.
Take
it back.
The words, I never said those words.
Okay. So how about this? So this was the fake quote. So again, Husker fans, fake quote.
Fake quote.
Calm down. LaVisca Chenault in his favorite college football moment. He said, quote, "The most fun I've had in a game was at Nebraska. Their defense was a joke. And it was fun seeing all the fans go home angry. Looking forward to having my way with that secondary again this year." And so I saw that and thought, whoa.
Mm-hmm. That's a very strong statement. Very strong statement.
Whoa.
But this isn't real?
But apparently it is. It is not real. Come on,
man.
Guys.
So I'm looking at, is this where you saw it, this screenshot?
Yeah. It doesn't look like there's a Bleacher Report logo.
So somebody's trolling. Wow.
Isn't that scary how nowadays?
Yep.
Because here's the thing. I mean, we are radio hosts.
Mm-hmm.
If I wouldn't have said something to Gary.
Yeah, you asked if they had seen that.
If I wouldn't have said something to Gary, I would have ran with this.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And it goes to show you just how scary it is where it's like you assume that things are real.
Yeah, I mean, it has a little watermark. They're like, oh, okay, that obviously came from them. But, wow, so not real. Watch this though get said in the locker room, and Nebraska goes and plays them, and then they win. Like, yeah, we saw that quote from Chenault.
Well, I mean, remember last year when the Purdue players were actually upset at Frost that he called said we got a winnable game.
Gosh, that was the most tired controversy of all time. How about a few years ago when Washington played Alabama in the college football playoff, and there were literal fake quotes up on the billboard saying people think that Washington's better than us and all this stuff. It's like, all these quotes are literally not real. It's like, those coaches, man, and the players.
Does it matter, though? Like, honestly, it doesn't matter.
No, not if you're in the locker room.
If you're the player, if you have to kind of fib something to your players to get them to where they need to be, whatever. Right?
Yeah, and it's not like the player's like, coach, let me go make sure. Let me confirm.
Let me fact check that.
Two sources?
Hey, Coach Altman, real quick. Can you cite your sources on that quote from Wichita State?
I need to see this in print. I need to see two sources on this quote.
I don't think that's the truth, sir.
Can you show me the video of this or play the radio interview? I want to hear these quotes out loud.
I wanted this to be real. I did.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I wanted
awesome.
It to be real.
Because, I mean, it's already a game.
It's going to have a lot of...
A lot of hooting and hollering in that one after what happened last year.
Yeah, right?
Dude, football season is almost here. We're almost there.
Best non-pro high-profile game on Nebraska's schedule is, and would you consider Colorado? I'd probably consider Colorado high-profile.
I think that Colorado is a high-profile game. So best non...
So I would say, the high-profile games are probably at Colorado,
yep.
Ohio State.
Yep.
I would say Wisconsin and Iowa.
100%.
And then, is that it? No disrespect to Pat Fitzgerald and company, but
would be the only other one that I would really
consider.
Are
you looking forward to, the Northwestern game or the Purdue game or the Minnesota game?
I would say off the top of my head right now, it's either Northwestern or Purdue. I want to see what Purdue turns into. They're replacing a lot of players from last year, but, man, they got Rondale Moore, and he's just an absolute pleasure to watch play college football. I'd probably go Northwestern just because those games are always good.
Right.
Nebraska versus Northwestern is – Like, they lose instant classic. I know, right?
So many games. Like,
how?
Yeah.
That one, what is the more, like, which loss is more, like, are you serious? That one or Colorado? Probably, it's got to be Northwestern, right? I mean, they gave up a 99-yard drive.
I think they played better against Colorado. So it's hard to not get, like, swayed by that. But it has to be Northwestern.
Yeah.
Right?
Because of the way, I mean, they were up the way by the two game scores
went,
late.
With, like, 5 or 6 minutes left.
Yeah. And they were clicking, man.
And then they went 99 yards with no timeouts.
Yeah. The defense had been really solid all day long. Because I think that one of the early touchdowns was either, like, a pick six or something like that.
Yeah.
Or, like, a fumble. Or they got the ball with a very short field and then they scored a couple plays later. Like, the defense, for all of its issues last year, I thought held up really well until the fourth quarter of that
Isn't
game.
Isn't it funny how the sports gods balance things out, because I felt like for the longest time there were so many Pelini games
You
walked away from going, how did they win that
including
game?
Multiple Northwestern ones.
Yeah. How on earth did they win that game?
The Hail Mary game against Northwestern the year before they'd had a weird comeback.
And it's like now that's flipping.
Yeah. And it's funny, too, because if you're talking to a lot of fans, they would have much rather had the bowl losses and then flip them for Frost.
Right.
You know? And
right.
I mean, there's last year. And look, you can do this with every team. So, you know.
Here's a thought, and maybe we'll get this on the other side.
Yeah.
Most, how did they lose that game or how did they win that game since the Pelini era? Think about that. Think about that for a second. So it can be either I can't believe they won that game or I can't believe they lost that game based on how the game went.
I just got two off the top of my head. Do you want to save it for the other side, though?
I think we should save it on that because
we need a room in a little bit more.
Because there's – I almost want to go like year by year because there's got to be a few games. I
got two from 1 year.
I mainly go to that 2012 season.
Oh, like every game?
I have to remember Pelini – They lose at Ohio State, and he said, we need to win out.
And then they did.
Yeah. And it was like six straight. How on earth did that happen?
They were crazy that year. So many games at the end of that. Like, all of the wins almost in that winning streak.
Were like, how did that happen?
Yeah. Including Northwestern.
So think about that. You guys can chime in with
question.
That. Josh at 1620thezone.com. Nick at 1620thezone.com. 402-951-1620. Biggest, how did that game unfold the way it did? Nebraska game since the Pelini era.
Good
it could be a
bad.
Win or loss.
Good or bad.
Which game did you walk away from Memorial Stadium or walk away from your TV going, how did that happen?
That's a good one. That's a fun topic. That's a great summer topic.
Shouts out to summer topics
right
now.
All right,
we'll dive into that on the other side here on 1620 Zone.